This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to Pure Skin Talk. My name is Devin. How are you guys? It's a new week in a new year. So today we're going to talk about lasers. I get a lot of questions about the different types of lasers, what they do, are they safe, all those things. So I thought we would just get into it today. But first, I did want to talk to you guys about something. So this is mainly, I mean, listen, this could be for any small business, but estheticians included on this, just a little PSA. Make sure that your website is ADA compliant. Okay. I know something was posted in one of our groups on Facebook, in the California Facebook group, that somebody is dealing with this in Ventura. And I don't know if this is just a California thing or if this is like a US thing, but definitely if you're in California, be careful. I was also on Facebook last night, just reading, you know, just local posts, whatever, and people were talking about it. So I am already working on doing that because it is scary what they can come after you for. So make sure that your website is ADA compliant, because if it's not, you could be next, which is quite honestly terrifying for a small business. There you go. I just wanted to put that out there. Protect yourself at all costs if you can. I'm back at work. I love it. I'm excited to be treating clients again. I definitely missed it. It's been fun and it just feels good. We're doing some chemical peels. We're doing some microchanneling and listen, just taking care of business. And we've gotten so much rain here, which has been fantastic. And I got to tell you, it makes a difference in the skin. You know, it's just not as dehydrated and dry as my client's skin has been. So it's really nice to get this rain. I'm sure in other states, you guys are used to it and you get snow and all those things. But here in California, especially Southern, we don't get a lot of it. And I'm not one of those people that freaks out in the rain. I enjoy it. I like it. But skin-wise, it's great for my clients. So, and yes, I know we're in a drought too. So it's great for that too. But anyways, I don't know that anything else is going on. Just trying to get through each day, quite honestly. You know, the best we all can, right? I'm trying out new things and hopefully I'll have new stuff that I'll be showing you guys soon. And that's it. So, Kai, I always think there's more things I want to tell you guys. And then I sit down to do the podcast and I'm like, what? I don't know. Maybe I should write things down. I should probably start writing things down. I mean, I should, but I have a lot of great ideas in the middle of the night and I'm tired and I don't want to write them down. Anyways, why don't we just get started with this podcast episode? Here we go. Okay, so we're going to talk about lasers. We're going to get into it and just go through all of them, the good, the bad, all of it. So first, we're going to go back in time a bit. The origin of lasers actually goes back about 100 years with Albert Einstein and his theory of radiation and light. Generally speaking, he thought you could group together atoms containing a large amount of energy to emit light. The process, he called it light amplification by the stimulated emission of radiation, laser for short. In the early 1960s, a dermatologist named Leon Goldman became the first person to use lasers as a skin treatment. He also later pioneered the use of lasers to remove tattoos and pigmented lesions. Fractionated lasers became available in 2004, and those emit light to create a small pattern of injuries to stimulate repair. So, how do lasers work? There are different light wavelengths produced by laser. We have red, blue, green, etc., you know, different colors, and those are absorbed by different targets in the skin. The light is then converted into heat energy when it hits that target spot, therefore removing it from the skin. As an example, if you have redness in your skin, yellow light wavelengths would be used to get rid of that redness. Now, there are two different types of lasers, ablative and non-ablative. Ablative lasers are wounding lasers that remove the epidermis, which is the outermost layer of the skin. And remember this, because we're going to be talking about the epidermis and the dermis throughout this episode. So let me just repeat that. Ablative lasers are wounding lasers that remove the epidermis and will heat the dermis, which is the underlying skin, to stimulate new growth of collagen. These require more downtime. Carbon dioxide lasers are an example of ablative lasers. Non-ablative lasers do not destroy that epidermis, that top layer. These lasers go straight to the dermis and create a controlled wound, and that will cause the growth of collagen. Okay, so now let's talk about the different type of laser treatments for the skin. Okay, now I know this is really what you guys wanted to know. I always think it's important to kind of go back and really understand more about lasers and how they work and all that. So that's why I always give you more information than maybe you even want, because I think the more you know, then the more educated you are when you're talking about it. Okay, so the first we're going to talk about is Fraxel laser, and this is actually the brand name. This is used for skin resurfacing and things like sun damage, uneven skin tone, and fine lines. This type of laser hits the target area with a polka dot pattern. It damages less tissue and speeds up recovery. Usually, you need about 3 to 4 treatments to see, you know, the greatest improvement. The downtime is 2 to 3 days of redness, tenderness, and changes in skin texture. Sometimes it can feel like sandpaper. Everyone is different, though, meaning everybody is going to experience, you know, different side effects. So that is just generally speaking what people experience. If you have darker skin, be careful with this one. You are more at risk of hyperpigmentation and even hypopigmentation. And hypo is when the skin goes white, when you actually lose that melanin in the skin. Okay, the next laser is clear and brilliant. Sometimes this is referred to as baby Fraxel. Lower energy wavelengths focus more on the superficial layers of the skin. This is one of the most gentle laser treatments and is safe for all skin tones. The results are not as dramatic, but you will still see improvement after about 3 to 5 treatments. Okay, the next one, intense pulsed light, or IPL. And this one you hear about a lot. This one is popular for sun damage, hyperpigmentation, and acne. But here's the thing, IPL is technically not a laser, but rather it uses a broad spectrum of light wavelengths in brief pulses to heat specific pigments in the skin and break them down. There is a risk of hyperpigmentation in darker skin, and your skin may be swollen and red for a few days after the treatment. Next one is carbon dioxide laser, also known as CO2 laser. This is probably the most intense one. It's been around since the 1980s, and it helps with aging, acne, and skin rejuvenation. In a CO2 laser treatment, electricity from photons produces light in the far infrared spectrum that's emitted in concentrated beams and then absorbed by water in the skin. The laser destroys the targeted tissue while leaving the surrounding tissue as undamaged as possible. And this one actually targets the epidermis and the dermis. By damaging or removing parts of the epidermis, it prompts the regrowth of epidermal cells while also stimulating collagen production in the dermis, which tightens and plumps skin over time. The downtime is about a week, and I gotta tell you, the skin really goes through it during recovery. So, you know, take that into consideration if that's the route you're gonna go. Okay. The next one, pulsed dye laser. Pulsed dye lasers lighten spots, port wine birthmarks, scars, and keloids as they target blood vessels in the skin. Similar to other lasers, this one converts light into heat, destroying the blood vessel while leaving the surrounding skin undamaged. Bruising is a common side effect, and you need several treatments to see full results. Okay, this next one, and hopefully I'm gonna say this right. Excimer, which is E-X-C-I-M-E-R, and the NG:YAG laser. These are usually done with like a hair removal. And I didn't think I needed to go into that because that's not, I mean, hair removal is hair remover. It's not necessarily that you get to pick the laser or whatever that you're going to get for your skin. These lasers have been proven to effectively reduce psoriasis, a condition in which the cells regenerate at faster than normal speeds, resulting in scales and red patches on the surface of the skin. Now, if you've ever seen somebody with psoriasis, this can be just awful for some people. You know, some people are lucky enough that they don't get it in visible spots, but some people get it on their face, get it on their scalp. So then it looks like they have, you know, dandruff, you know, they can get it all over. You can just get it all over your body. And quite honestly, it's a really, really tough disease condition to deal with. Scientists believe that in psoriasis, there is an immune system issue involving the T cells, resulting in changes to skin cell growth and the development of psoriasis plaques. Excimer lasers attack the DNA of these T cells and can help improve the appearance of the skin. Now, I gotta say, if I had psoriasis, this is definitely something I would try. Because doesn't sound like you can lose. You know, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But it sounds like they have some good evidence to show that it would. So definitely look into this.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud. Or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, I have to say, lasers make me nervous, if I'm honest. I've seen clients come back with hyperpigmented skin and hypopigmented skin. Please do your research and find a good doctor, med spa, you know, wherever, you know, however it's done in your state. Everybody's different. Every state is different. Find someone that's going to be completely honest with you and not just motivated by money. I had a new client reach out to me the other day, and she reached out to me through a friend of a friend. And that's how she heard about me. And the reason why she reached out to me is because she had gone to a doctor, a med spa, I'm not sure which one, and they had told her that she needed this laser treatment or treatments, and it was going to cost $3,500. That's a lot of money. I mean, that's a lot of money. And based on what she needs, I mean, first of all, she's not even using good skincare. So that's number one. And what I've learned with a lot of these places is, in my experience, I'm not saying all, but my experience is they are giving you services. They're not necessarily sending you home with products to then help your skin recover, but also help your skin stay that way. If you're not using good skincare products and good ingredients to make sure those results last, then, you know, sometimes they can be temporary. You know, if you're not convincing people to wear sunscreen every day, you know, the damage is definitely coming back, or just new damage is being created, whatever. So her and I talked, and she made an appointment to get the microneedling done with me. And then I'm going to send her home with a full routine of samples so that she can try my products. And then hand in hand, she will see a difference. She didn't want to spend $3,500. She thought maybe that was her only option. So luckily, I have been working on my friend and her skin. And so her friend saw that my friend's skin had looked, you know, significantly better. And so that's how all this happened. You know, word of mouth is definitely effective. And so this woman is going to save a lot of money. Even let's just say we did 4 microchanneling appointments and then did a full skincare routine. She ends up buying everything. She's still not going to spend $3,500. She is going to spend half of that. And it's crazy. It's crazy. And it's not always the option you need to go. Sometimes there are less invasive options. Sometimes there are just better ways to treat the skin without having to spend, you know, a fortune to do it. So it's what I always say in so many of my podcast episodes. It's important to do your research. It's important to know what you're getting yourself into. I have talked to way too many people who have said, I don't know what results I want. I don't know what I'm looking for. And then once you talk to them, they actually do know. So what are they saying to these people? I've asked people when they've come back from a treatment of laser or whatever, and I've said, well, what were you trying to accomplish? And way too many have said, I don't know. Now, that's not on the doctor or the med spa. It's not on that. That's on the clients. They got to figure it out first. But I don't want to sell somebody something just based on what I think they need. I want it to be a conversation between the two of us. I want to make sure they get what they want, even if they're not sure of what they want. Does that make sense? Because they're going to figure it out. If they're talking about aging, what does aging mean? Are they talking about just uneven skin tone? Are they just talking about their skin is dry from aging? Are they talking about the fine lines and wrinkles? You know, we want to get specific and you want to ask these questions. So if you're the client and you're wanting something done to your skin, but you're not sure what, figure out what you want changed. That's the most important thing. Is it the wrinkles that bother you? Is it fat loss that bothers you? Is it just that your skin is uneven because of sun damage or acne or whatever? Figure that out first and then go from there. Because this is how people get swindled all the time, because they don't know what they want and they just tell them what they want. And then they end up spending all this money. And then sometimes they're not even happy with the results because what they actually wanted, this treatment wasn't going to give them. So, you know, communication. It all comes down to communication. So the best way to save yourself money is to know what you want when you're going inside and don't make a rash decision. My dad's always said, wait 24 hours before doing anything. And it's crazy how much your mind will change even when you think it's not going to. And then if it doesn't change, then you know it's the right decision. That's great. Go ahead and do it. I mean, I've been telling you, I've been getting lip filler. It took me like 10 years to make this decision. Now, I'm not saying you need to wait that long, but I'm just saying if you're going to be doing something to your face, make sure you know what it is you're doing, why you're doing it, how much it costs, and what you're going to do after these treatments are done. What skincare are you going to be using so you can keep up with these results? Okay. Those are really things, really important things to think about. Okay. So that's all the information on lasers. I hope you guys learned a lot. I hope you understand them a little bit more. I hope that clarifies the difference between, you know, each one and why you would get one over the other. If downtime is a factor for you, then please consider that when you are choosing a laser. I always tell people, look at social media, talk to your friends, get referrals, you know, just don't go blindly into something. I also personally wouldn't look for a discount. I mean, I'm not going to go on Groupon to look for the best laser. That's not where the best lasers are found, okay? In my opinion. So just be careful. Know what you're doing. Okay, so that is it. Those are lasers, and I think that's it for today. So I think we all learned something. I know I did. I knew a lot about lasers, but I didn't know all the necessary, like the specifics about it. So I definitely learned some stuff too researching this. So another reason I love this podcast, because it forces me to learn even more. Even when I can't do lasers, this is not in my scope of what I'm allowed to do. So I won't be doing these, but it's always good to have the information because a lot of clients ask me about this. So now I know. All right, guys, I hope you have a great day. I hope you have a great week. And if you guys ever had podcast suggestions, please send them my way because sometimes I struggle. Sometimes I come up with a good one, sometimes I don't, and sometimes I'm just lost. So if you have something that I haven't talked about yet, please send it my way, devin@pureskinoc.com. And have a good one, guys. We'll talk soon. Bye. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget to follow me on social media at Pure Skin OC. I post lots of skincare tips and videos. You can find me at TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. And of course, you can always visit my website and my online store. If you're local and interested in receiving one of my treatments, all of my services are on there, and you can even book from there too. You can also find my skincare coaching if you want to have a virtual consultation with me so that I can help you with your skin. And lastly, but so important, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. Besides sharing it with your friends and family, this is the best way to help it grow. Thanks so much, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Until next time.